Well, here we are after the holidays, back into it.
Here at Radio CHLS, you're listening to Aura and Jim with Music for the Middle Ages, back
Radio,
in the new year.
Radio Lillooet, welcome. How's your new year going?
So far, pretty busy. Gearing right up.
We're back into it this week.
That's right.
Radio tonight, school board meeting tomorrow night. We were going to walk the bridges Wednesday, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Can't get that under wraps just yet.
Not yet. But I do love the look you're sporting on those glasses.
Well, thankfully it's radio.
Well, it's kind of a one-armed look if people want to know.
It's exactly a one-armed.
The one-armed bandit is
in
is
the
what
station
we're
tonight.
You know? Speaking of the one-armed bandit, shall we tell people?
Well, if you don't know, if you haven't heard already, because many have. Yeah, we're planning another little weekend getaway. So
we're going to Vegas.
Off to Vegas.
And but that's in February.
It
in
is.
The meantime, we've got quite a bit to do. Now, how was your Christmas holiday?
It was lovely.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just simple.
Kids were home, then they were gone. There were presents. There was lots of food. Speaking of which.
Yeah. Yeah, and now the Biggest Losers contest starts, what, next week?
I believe by the end of this week you have to weigh in.
You got to get weighed in by Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's $25 to join.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what is it, 3 months?
Yes.
Till April 3rd?
Mm-hmm.
And then...
But I don't know if this is a public event.
Oh.
So, I'm not really sure if we should be advertising that.
Well, luckily we're not. But I'm going to register, I can tell you that.
Yes, you are.
Yes, because I am the second biggest loser in Lillooet.
You were. Who knows what you'll be this year?
Yep, time will tell.
That's right.
But in the meantime, we have a theme.
We do. So, as we're chatting about food and eating and overindulging, that's right. We've decided that tonight's theme should be really about food and recipes and eating and cooking.
Cooking and stuff like that. That's mm-hmm. right. And do you want to fire it up? Because I don't know if I even brought my songs up yet.
Sure. I think you've got me ready to go there. And first thing that came up when I did a search for songs about food was this goofy little number, Weird Al Yankovic, with Eat It.
Look what I just did. Okay, here we go. Eat It.
Eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it.
From the past.
That gets the new year off to the right start, doesn't it?
And that kind of represents how I felt about the holidays. It was really just go ahead and eat it. There's boxes of chocolates there. We're going to eat those. There's nuts. We're going to eat those. There's, oh.
But the good news is we knew that we were making piggies of ourselves.
Oh, yes. We were aware.
Yeah.
Well aware.
And every mouthful was panged with guilt.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
Not really. I'm feeling guilty now. But
yes, now we have some work to do. And motivated, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I heard today something that I have never heard before, that the first 10 days after a new moon are always the coldest.
I bet my dad could have told you that.
If I had asked him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's this elder was telling me today that's why it's so cold out right now, but it's going to get better because we're already into like the 6th or 7th day of the, of the new moon.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that bad. I mean, we did have a little snap there that it's been chilly, but we still, for the first week of January, second week of January, we can't really complain.
Well, see, December 31st and January 1st, I was actually gardening.
Mm-hmm.
I took a shovel and some horse manure and actually turned the soil in my garden and did some weeding, and I was up to like a foot of soil with no frost in it. So
yep.
I miss those days, right?
Well, they'll be back.
They will.
Eventually.
So I'm supposed to play a song here, am I?
I believe so.
Okay, well, I've got this. This is a song about cooking. So I've got a little play on words here.
Okay.
This is Serve Somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that cute?
Very cute. Very good. It fits.
So this is Bob Dylan, but it's not Bob Dylan. It's a band by the name of Johnny Q Public singing Serve Somebody.
Well, I absolutely hate this song.
Not
and
really
when Bob Dylan does it, I really, really don't like it. So I'm hoping that Johnny Q Public can do something for me with it.
Well, just reframe the whole song and think about it as you got to, you know, serve somebody some food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then it might make more sense.
All right, here we go.
To England or France, you may like to gamble, you might like to dance, you may be the heavyweight champion of the world, you might be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Somebody, maybe a rock and roll addict prancing on the stage, money and drugs at your command, and women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high DBV. They may call you doctor, or they may call you chief, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. You may be a state trooper, Young Turk, maybe the head of some big TV network. You may be rich or poor, you may be blind or lame, you may be living in another country under someone else's name, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
How to buy online with debit.
Well, that was a 7-minute song that we almost let play twice.
Yeah. Well, no, let's not. It was better than the Bob Dylan version, I have to say.
Yeah, Johnny Q Public.
Yeah.
And that's kind of jazzed right up, just like you'd want if someone was serving you scrambled eggs.
Or if someone liked jazz.
or someone like Johnny Q Public.
Yeah. Well.
Well, or not.
That's all I got to say about that.
Now we move on to the next round of songs. But for a woman who played Weird Al Yankovic as the first song of 2014... You seem very judgmental about
Yeah, but
the
you laughed, and you liked it. You were
it
right
it
into
was
it.
Fun.
See?
Yeah, it was
it's catchy.
Fun.
Yeah. I don't apologize for it at all. And I'm going to follow it up with, let me remember what we, with another classic.
This guy is a classic.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
So tonight, if you're just tuning in, it's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Aura and Jim at Radio CHLS 100.5.
After all these years.
Yeah. Huh. We are here with Music for the Middle Ages on Mondays, and this is our first show of the new year.
Yep. We took a couple of weeks off
mm-hmm.
and just relaxed and enjoyed family and enjoyed ourselves and enjoyed food. And,
mm-hmm. and that's you know. What tonight's theme is about, food and cooking and recipes and all those things. So my next song is Jimmy Buffett or Jimmy Buffet.
Yeah.
If you want to say it like that.
If we're going to have a... show about food and restaurants, then we should have Jimmy Buffet.
That's right. And this is his hit, Cheeseburger in Paradise.
All right.
Try to live my carnivorous habit. Made it nearly 70 days. Losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrots, just been soaking up rain. I have these wonderful dreams, some kind of sensual stream. Not zucchini, fettuccine, vulgar wheat, but a big warm bun and a huge hummy. Cheeseburger in paradise, heaven on earth with an onion slice. Not too particular, not too precise. I'm just a cheeseburger in the old-time sailor man eats the same thing again and again. Warm beer and bread, they say can raise the dead. Reminds me of a menu at a holiday. Time change, sailors these days. I'm in port, I get what I need. Not Hermanos or bananas and daiquiri, but that American creation, oh, it's not good. Cheeseburger is paradise.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Now, I hate to bring up the past, but it's you can talk about the past more than you can talk about the future.
Can you?
I think so. But we were sitting on the beaches of Cuba
mm-hmm.
back in October.
We were.
And all we had to do is say, dos hamburgers, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah.
Or por favor.
Por favor.
Or tres hamburgers, por favor.
Or any number, really,
yeah.
that we knew. we could just throw it out there and someone would bring us.
Well, we only know uns, dos, and tres, so we'd have to order twice. Right. We'd have to go back when the guy brought it. We'd say tres plus, tres more.
Try again. Come back.
But those were good hamburgers.
They were certainly
great
hamburgers.
They were basic. They had Velveeta cheese on them.
Well, and as I've often said, there's nothing quite like a piece of plastic cheese on a hamburger. It's just...
In front of that ocean.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the ocean does not hurt.
In front of that ocean.
I've had plastic cheese on a hamburger on my deck, and it's pretty good. So Cuba was great.
They had really good hamburgers on that beach.
They certainly
did. I
want
to go back and have another one.
Me too.
Especially with this cold weather, I've been thinking about that.
And, their Cuba Libras weren't bad either. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, wash down the hamburger.
And I've been thinking, that's all I can think about actually for the last 3 days since I decided is I'm going to buy a hot tub, and that's all I can think about.
I know.
Is one hot tub.
2014, it's going to be quite a year.
Hot 2013 tub. Was a good year.
Yeah, it certainly was.
Yep. We had some fun.
We did.
Spun some discs, as we say in the biz.
Mm-hmm.
Played some tunes.
And here we are again.
Yep, 2014. I wonder, we should talk to Jeff about, can we do this show from the hot tub at home?
We could.
We could probably pre-record it and then just bring it in.
That's right. Well, what we should be doing is asking people if they're interested in doing radio. The radio station's always looking for new DJs. And as people can probably tell by listening to us, it doesn't require much skill. All you have to do is be able to talk
a lot. Bring some tunes.
Yeah, you can play your music. You can talk about things that interest you. You can read PSA public service announcements. So yep. It's a lot of fun. So for the new year, maybe put that on your list of things you might like to try.
Yep.
Being a
and if somebody wanted to try it and they weren't exactly sure they wanted to try it, they could join us one night.
Absolutely.
Yep. Just give Aura or Jim a call and come on down for half an hour on a Monday and
we'll show you what it's all about.
We'll let you sit in.
Yeah. But I think it's your turn.
Okie dokie. Well, I have, let's see now. How about now Peggy's Kitchen Wall? Does that fit the food theme?
Sure, never heard of it.
Bruce Coburn with a little ditty from way back in probably the early 1970s, one of his early albums, Who Put the Bullet Hole in Peggy's Kitchen Wall?
Wow.
So let's find out.
All right.
Crashing in the kitchen, noises in the hall, roll over and go back to sleep, it's just a dream, that's all. So how come the window's broken,
So that's a little Canadiana. That's Bruce Coburn with Who Put the Bullet Hole in Peggy's Kitchen Wall.
And I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Kind of early, early Bruce Coburn before he got all...
super famous.
And super cynical.
Mm, yeah. You
know, with, if I had a rocket launcher, I'd kill somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
Although somebody was shooting at Peggy's kitchen, so...
Fair enough. Maybe it was him.
Who knows?
Yeah, there's a real theme to his music, isn't there? He lives in Toronto, you know.
Does he?
Yeah, so that's why all the gun
maybe.
Music.
It's cold there today.
It's cold there all winter.
Yes.
Yep. So what do you got for us?
Ah, well, I have...
Oh, yes, you do.
Another little favorite.
Yeah.
So
speaking of guys who like to surf.
Like to surf or serve?
Surf.
Surf.
You had Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, okay.
Jack Johnson was a professional surfer before he got hurt and turned to music.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I think he sings a nice little ditty here. And it's very catchy. It's one of those, you know, once you hear it, then you kind of are stuck singing it all day long.
Yeah. Banana Pancakes in Paradise.
That's right. Yeah, a little combo there. So, yeah. Food theme, my next one is Jack Johnson's Banana Pancakes.
Alrighty.
Well, can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. And we could pretend it all the time. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But just maybe, like a ukulele, mama made a baby. Really don't mind the practice, cause you're my little lady. Lady, lady, love me, cause I love to lay you lazy. We could close the curtains, pretend like there's no world outside. Then we could pretend it all the time, Lord. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Can't you see, can't you see? Rain all day and I don't mind. But the telephone singing, ringing, it's too early, don't pick it up. We don't need to, we got everything we need right here, and everything we need is enough. Just so easy when the whole world fits inside of your arms. Attention to the alarm. Wake up slow. Wake up slow. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you this. Song is meant to keep you from doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now.
pretend it all the time. Yeah. Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Rain all day and I really, really, really don't mind. Can't you see, can't you see? You gotta wake up slow.
Oh, that was fast.
Jack Johnson.
He just makes 3 minutes go by just like that.
He does.
He does. Just get a little beat going and a little tune and boom, it's over.
Yep. That's how I like it.
You don't like those 19-minute prog rock songs?
I do not.
I downloaded an album today called Yes, Tales from the Topographic Ocean. And it's an hour and some minutes long, five songs, each one about 20 minutes long. And
sounds like my worst nightmare.
And this one comment on the website said, once you get past all of this seemingly mindless noise, there's some brilliant music underneath it all.
Well, that is ridiculous. Why would you have music that was seemingly endless noise?
Mindless noise.
Mindless before you could enjoy it.
I don't know. I just like it.
It's weird.
I just like it.
I just like it when it hits you like, here's the song,
yeah,
and it's playing, and I like it, da-da-da-da-da. And then it's over, and another song can come on that
yeah, plays,
and I like
song.
It. That's right. That's how I like to listen to music.
Okay, so it's my turn?
Sure.
Okay, and the theme is food, cooking.
Theme is food, yeah, and it's sort of funny because you and I are both on a mission to kind of clean up our food intake and figure out
this
what we're
like
doing.
This is like the Antichrist tonight.
So this is just a little bit of a last hurrah
yeah.
before we really...
This is a farewell to food.
Yeah. Crack down.
So speaking of cooking and recipes, you made some really good pumpkin soup before Christmas.
I did.
Really good.
I did.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't gloss over Christmas quite so quickly yet. We should tell people what we actually had at our Christmas dinner. I think it was a little excessive, but it was super fantastic. So we actually at our Christmas dinner, so this is Christmas dinner with Aura, Joe, Sue, and the rest of the gang.
Yeah.
Now, my sisters have a blog spot, and they've also put out a cookbook. So you can only imagine
what Christmas dinner looks
the
like.
The cooking that went on. So we ended up with a turducken.
Yeah, a good turducken.
A turducken, which is a turkey, a duck, and a hen.
Yeah.
All wrapped into one.
It's a turkey, a duck, and a chicken.
And a chicken.
Yeah.
All wrapped into one piece of meat.
Boneless.
Boneless.
You just slice that baby and eat.
With sausage stuffing between each layer.
Yeah.
So that was the one.
One dish.
Main dish.
Yeah.
And then we had ham
yeah,
that my
nice.
Son had cured and cut and
yeah,
brought.
He's now in a meat cutting program.
That's right. So we had a ham. And we also had
lobster.
Lobster,
yeah.
Of all things. Yeah.
From the ocean.
From the ocean, this lobster came. Yes. And all the side dishes and everything.
Plus a whole counter of side dishes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm still reeling a bit from that Christmas dinner.
I was good, actually. I had a little bit of seconds, but really I cut it out when, okay, I've got one plate here and that's good.
Well, you didn't like lobster, so I had to eat two.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Don't do that again.
Okay. I
all
don't
right.
think you mean that.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Feel free to do that whenever
so
you like.
So anyways, I got a song here by the name of Peter Pumpkin.
Ah, yes.
I love this song.
I think I've heard it before and it is cute.
Yeah. It's a little ditty by the Crash Test Dummies, which are Canadian.
Yay.
And one of their early hits from, oh, I don't know, early 1990s is Peter Pumpkin.
Right.
And so let's listen to it.
Let's begin. Around
Peter Pumpkin.
Yep, I love that song. And it's a cover. I don't know who did the original.
No.
But we should find out and play that.
The Peter Pumpkin Eater song I know is a little different. Peter Pumpkin Eater had a wife and couldn't keep her. Put her in a pumpkin shell, and there he kept her very well.
Both of those songs, ironically, this song has the lyrics, but he made too many enemies of the people who would keep us on our knees. So I always think of this song as like the social work song.
Ah.
Right? And then Peter Pumpkin Eater had a wife and couldn't keep her. Oh, well, this poor social work song.
It's all about pumpkins.
It's all about looking after our neighbors.
Speaking of pumpkins, that pumpkin soup that I made.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of a story attached to that. I ended up, my neighbor gave me a pumpkin for Halloween that we didn't know what to do with after Halloween because we didn't carve it. I had some little things, long story short, that stuck on it and made it a jack-o'-lantern without carving it. So I still had the pumpkin. So I baked the pumpkin whole.
Yeah.
And it was a fair-sized
pumpkin. It was. It's like a 10-pound pumpkin.
Yeah. And then gutted it and pureed all the mash.
And the interesting thing is when you baked it, the skin just peeled away from the flesh.
Yeah. But that pumpkin is still doing its magic. We've got pumpkin frozen in the freezer. We'll be making pumpkin soup.
It's the gift that keeps giving.
Forever. And speaking of soup and pumpkin soup, have you tried your immersion blender yet? So Jim got an immersion blender for Christmas, and he doesn't believe me that it's the most fantastic thing ever.
I have tried my immersion blender.
And?
Two or three times.
Do you think it's the most fantastic thing ever?
I like it.
See?
Yeah. I regret the day that I ever doubted you.
See?
Period. There. Full stop.
That was on the radio.
I regret the day
everyone's,
I ever doubted
it's 8:25 on 26. A Monday. Yeah, I just used mine for the first time today.
Did you?
Because I got one for Christmas too.
How did you like yours?
Loved it.
Yep.
You do have to be careful to put whatever it is you're blending into a big enough pot, though.
Well, I have a blending cup.
Yes, you do, because you got the ritzy
nice
blender.
High. Yes, you bought me a very nice one. And I can get an attachment that makes it into a food processor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going for that.
Yours is quite interesting.
Skookum is what we say.
That's right.
It's a skookum immersion blender.
So was Santa good to you otherwise? Did you have...
Santa was very good to me. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Me too. Yeah, I made out pretty good. Must have been a good girl in 2013.
You were a very good girl.
I'll have to try harder to be bad in 14. We'll see. All right. Well, tonight's theme is food, and you're listening to Aura and Jim with Music for the Middle Ages. It's 8:27 here at Radio CHLS, and it's my turn to pick a song.
And you've pulled one up.
I have.
I've never heard of this woman. Have you?
Millie Small. No, but I certainly heard of the song. My Boy Lollipop. As soon as you hear it, you'll...
Oh, I know that song. Yeah. My Boy Lollipop.
Yep. So I didn't realize it was Millie Small because I quite often don't know anything about the songs that I like.
I wonder if Millie Vanilli plays this.
They might.
would that count in our theme, Millie Vanilli, very close to vanilla?
Vanilla. I don't know. Vanilla Ice.
There you go.
Ice Baby. Yeah. I don't know. But this is a really quick, short little
2:13.
You're going to love it.
Kate.
Me.
Who doesn't know that song?
It's the what's the word I'm looking for? It's the very memorable My Boy Lollipop by Millie Small.
Mm-hmm.
And I see on the YouTube
that doesn't exist here at Radio CHLS.
That she sings it as an adult, too.
Yes, she does.
She hurries it up a bit more. It's a minute and 57 seconds when she sings it full grown.
Rushes through it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see why she'd rush through it. Let's just get this baby done.
Let's get it over with. Well, speaking of Lollipop and candy, I have to say, I felt that this Christmas was particularly heavy on the candy.
By?
At work, at home, at...
I know.
It was everywhere.
It's almost like everybody just wanted to celebrate.
And isn't that kind of funny, though? Like, we literally have... We had four boxes of chocolates on the go any given day over the two-week period of the holidays.
Yeah.
But we might go now until next December and not have a box of chocolates in the office, which, you know, is perfectly fine for me. But it's just weird that we do that. We just cram it all.
Well, it's that's what the season's about. It's about, like, historically in Europe, villages would have a week of where you could do, where there was no rules.
Just feasting and...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just go berserk for a week. And then you get it out of your system, and then you're ready to go for another 51 weeks.
Right.
And I think that's what we do. I think it's human nature, actually.
Yeah.
Just go berserk for a week, yeah. Get it out of your system, and then back to normal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just kind of bizarre, I think. Yeah. That we would allow ourselves, that we would go, oh, okay, well, that's fine. I can eat 25 chocolates today and tomorrow, and then some butter tarts and some shortbread.
And wash it down with some eggnog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh, and look, there it is again tomorrow. And we'll just do that again for 2 weeks. And then you can kind of, rein it in and not do that.
So which is the bizarre part? The 50 weeks where we rein it in or the 2 weeks where we let it out?
Yeah, I actually think it's the 50 weeks where we rein it in.
That's the bizarre
part? It's funny that we aren't more... I don't know what you'd call it. Like, why don't we do that for 2 or 3 days in December?
Balanced.
And 2 or 3 days in January and 2 or 3 days in February?
Our doctors would probably go along with that, too.
Yeah, rather than this kind of whole all-out. But, yeah, I've done it since I was a kid. I mean, it's just what we do.
Yeah.
Weird.
Well, Christmas is weird. Let's face it.
Weird
Christmas
and wonderful.
Is weird. So, I have a song here. Which one? Oh, yes. So, you know, remember the British Invasion? You don't actually remember the British Invasion, but you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking
1962,
about.
Who came over the Pacific?
The Beatles?
The Beatles, followed by the Rolling Stones. Who was number three in terms of all-time sales in the British Invasion?
Wasn't that H.R. Puff and Stuff?
No, close.
The Monkees?
The Monkees were American.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I know there's a story in here before that I've heard, but I'm just wildly guessing now because I can't remember.
Herman's Hermits.
Herman's Hermits. Sure. See?
They were huge.
I was going to go there next, but.
So, does that fit in the theme? The Hermits.
Are you thinking Hermits, the cookies?
That's exactly what I'm thinking about.
That's a bit of a stretch.
Not at all. There it is. Herman made some cookies today.
Sure.
Herman's Hermits.
Okay. Well, all right.
So, did you ever see the movie Mrs. Brown, You Have a Lovely Daughter?
No.
When I was about 12, this movie came out, and I was in Winnipeg with my family on vacation. But I wanted to go see it so badly that I just went by myself.
Mm.
I remember walking down from these people's houses we were visiting, walking probably about a mile to downtown, and going into the theater all by myself when I was 12, and watching this show, and then walking back home, very delighted just to do so.
Mm.
I was a pretty weird kid.
You're a strange young boy.
I was a strange young boy.
But turned out it was worth it, was it?
Well, I've seen Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter. And here's the soundtrack to that show.
Well, let's have a listen.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. same. Things have changed. She doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough. It ain't no good to bond. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine. Ooh.
Don't let on.
Ooh.
Don't say she's broke my heart.
Ooh.
I'd go down on my knees, but it's no good to find. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine. Ooh.
Don't let on.
Ooh.
Don't say she's broke my heart.
Ooh.
I'd go down on my knees, but it's no good to find. Mrs. Brown, got a lovely daughter.
Lovely daughter.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Well, that was a very Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter kind of song.
Herman just gets it done, doesn't he? He gets to the riff and he plays it a couple times and he gets that song over in 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Nice and short, just the way I like it.
So would you like to know what the song's about, the movie's about?
Yeah, sure.
Well, maybe we can watch it one classic movie Sunday.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't think it's on Netflix. I looked for it.
Ah. Well, we'll have to keep searching.
Okay. So I'm there's all these, like, oh, no, never mind. You go ahead.
So I was just going to say about Netflix.
Yeah.
We should do a little PSA here, a little plug for the library, because my friend Steph is a librarian at the library. And she was just telling me about all of the really cool, they have set after set of entire seasons of different TV shows and
documentaries.
Yeah, we rented Treme, which was good. And she's recommended a couple more to us, so we should go and check those out. I can't remember the names of them. Crime drama,
yeah.
kind of show.
And so this is kind of a PSA for the library.
Yeah.
Go in there and see what they have.
Mm-hmm. And I think I've mentioned this before, but I completely cut my TV off. I don't get TV anymore. Haven't for, what, maybe 2 years now? Year and a half?
I'd say at least a year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just Netflix, and I don't really miss it at all. But having the added ability to go to the library and rent kind of an entire season of something and watch it at your leisure without commercials, it's great.
Because correct me if I'm wrong, it's been a long time since I've ordered cable, but it's like up to about $100 a month though.
Well, they usually do your package kind of deal. So they, you know, throw in your phone or, you know, depending on what company you're doing it with. But yeah, it might be $70 or $80 for kind of a
standard. An easy way to trim $70 from your budget.
That's right, because now we're talking about food in the new year, but we are definitely thinking about budgeting in the new year.
I'm thinking about it.
It's always important. Yeah, and you're right, there's a really good tip for you. You could live without TV, trust me. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Well, and it's not like you don't watch TV.
No, I have Netflix,
Netflix.
$8 a month.
And
the library's free.
And before I came, for instance, I was watching, if you have a computer, you can watch all the...
archived.
What's the word I'm looking for? All the companies, like CBC is a broadcaster.
NBS. Mm-hmm.
All the broadcasters have their own archives.
Yep.
And you just watch it off the internet.
That's right. So it's a little late. It's delayed. But, I mean...
Maybe by a day.
Still the same show. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's Jim and Aura's budgeting tip for 2014. We'll have more where that came from.
$70 a month, $840 a year.
That is a trip to Cuba.
You are correct. That is a trip to Cuba.
Yeah.
That is more than enough to do what else with. $70 a month. That's like $20 a week almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can eat pretty well on.
I think most people would have
pumping that
something
up.
They could do with that money.
Good. All right, so is it my turn or your turn?
I think it's my turn.
All right, what
and
do you got?
I have this song on my list here, and we have decided we're going to give it a go. This is a favorite from when I was a teenager. Loved this song, and still do. I'm quite surprised that it's as long as it is. I thought it would be shorter, but...
Do you want to bring this version up or this version? Because this is the rock and roll version. This is the cartoon version.
Well, I think we'll go with the cartoon version. That's all how right. I remember it as a kid.
Then we'll listen to a little bit of the cartoon first.
And Mr. Weatherby.
Mr. Weatherby and then the Archies.
That's
playing
right. Sugar, Sugar.
Archies.
Take care of the kissing booth while we're singing, Sabrina.
Okay, everybody. Here we go with our new hit record, Sugar, Sugar.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting. Sugar, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. I just can't believe the loveliness of loving you. I just can't believe it's true. I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too. I just can't believe it's true. Ah, sugar.
Jeez.
Well, those were different times, weren't they?
They were.
That song was bona fide, legitimately a huge success.
And it still is.
It's a good little ditty.
That's right.
But I don't know if you could pull that off these days. You know?
That's sad.
Yeah.
Miss that era.
I think we maybe take ourselves a little too seriously in 2014.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever seen Rihanna and...
Eminem.
Eminem? That's a very serious song. There's no Archie Sugar Sugar going on in that song.
No. Okay, so my turn, eh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, why don't we do Fiona Apple?
Fiona Apple.
Isn't that a great name? That's her real name.
Mm-hmm.
Fiona Apple. Covering a Beatles song, Across the Universe.
All right.
Here it is. Fiona Apple.
paper cup. They slither while they pass. They slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing. Tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe.
Speaking of short little ditties, that's not that.
That's not one of them. No.
She was in no hurry to get through that song whatsoever.
Pretty voice, though.
Yeah, Fiona Apple. I've looked her up on a couple of occasions, and she has stuff on the internet for anybody who's looking.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, beautiful singer.
Fits with our food theme.
With a classic song, Across the Universe.
Mm-hmm. So we are winding up the hour. We started a little early, but we're coming up. It's 10 to 9, and you've been listening to Radio CHLS 100.5 with Ora and Jim and Music for the Middle Ages. Our theme tonight is...
cooking, recipes, food, mm-hmm. all that stuff.
That's right, and we're really broadly touching on a lot of...
yeah, we're playing with it. We're being music. Pretty loose with our theme.
That's right. I chose the next song, and it is a classic...
yeah, speaking of the Beatles.
Yes.
And Across the Universe.
Mm-hmm. Strawberry Fields Forever.
What album is this from, by the way?
Oh, yeah, like I know. You're lucky that I know it's the Beatles, frankly.
I think it's Magical Mystery Tour, but I could be wrong.
Is it?
I think it might be. We'll find out when it's
is
playing.
Is this not what the Bee Gees sing on the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band movie?
It could be.
I think it is.
Is it?
Yeah, I think that's where I heard it.
Okay.
I have this vague recollection of sitting in the Log Cabin Theater here in Lillooet, which is now called the Log Cabin Theater again, but it's not a theater.
You have a vague recollection of sitting
in the Log Cabin Theater. I might have been 10.
Oh, I see.
Right? Gotcha. And watching Sgt. Pepper's.
Sorry.
Maybe I'd have been like maybe 13 or 14. Yep, but the Bee Gees, yeah.
Right.
And I think that's where I heard this.
Well, you could very well be right. Let's Google this while it's playing and find out.
Okay.
All right.
Let me take you down.
So it doesn't look like my memory is correct, but
I think the vague recollection part is correct.
Yeah. I still think
it might have been. But that would be great. Well, what we can do is play one more song.
Yeah, it was a real shipwreck.
Was it? I never saw it.
No, it was awesome.
Was it good?
I love Sgt. Pepper's. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, well, there's a classic movie.
But I was a 13-year-old girl. Yeah. So, you know, again, I don't know how it would have aged.
I wonder if Steph has that at the library.
She might.
That would be great, because I never saw it.
No?
No.
Well, it was very psychedelic and very, very love story and very weird.
Yeah.
But...
And Peter Frampton was in that as the as the fourth.
Yes, Beatle. He was.
Yeah. So that would be worth watching right there.
Well, it was interesting.
So we'll Google that movie and see if they have a listing of all the on the soundtrack, and see if Strawberry Fields was on there, because you could be right. But I turns out, people, I was correct.
That, yes, it came off the album
Magical Mystery Tour.
Yeah.
Of course, 1970. What year? 1971. I'm gonna guess.
Yeah.
Well, it's...
Not sure. But what is your last pick? It's your...
We don't get to go back to this?
Well, we will, but we should do this while we're having a musical interlude. Oh, I see you still have it up.
1967. There it is.
67? Well, that'd have been two.
It was released November 27th, 1967. Magical Mystery Tour. I'm surprised that it was that early, because that even is before... Sergeant Pepper's, I think.
Yes.
Okay. What is my last pick? Mm-hmm. My last pick is... Here's a band by the name of Edible Red.
Weird.
And they're from New York. She's redheaded. And the song is called Hey Yeah, and it's a cover from an original. I'm not sure who did the original Hey Yeah.
Right.
But it's pretty good. And Edible Red kind of fits into our theme.
Edible.
Yep.
Let's try it.
Oh, wow, oh, we're in denial. don't wanna hear me, you just wanna dance.
That was a back-to-back with a bit of a mix in the middle.
That was our first back-to-back of the season, of the year, and a good one.
I've
never heard of the Outcasts.
Oh, they're not the Outcasts.
They're just the Outcast.
No, they're just Outcast.
Outcast.
There's no the or S.
The. Yeah. So they're just Outcast. I can see why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're hot.
They're, they seem to be having a lot of fun.
They were.
And they're really, they're grooving.
They are.
And the people at home like them.
So we'll have to listen to some more. See if it's it's a one-hit wonder or...
Yeah, because you were saying they're big.
Yeah.
Are they big just for this one song?
No. Outcast is big.
Are they?
Yeah.
What do I know?
What do I know?
But that's why we call it Music for the Middle Ages, is because we're old and the kids are not.
Aren't. Not yet. All right, well, thanks for listening. You've tuned in to Orin Jim with Music for the Middle Ages on our first Monday of the...
January 6th.
2014 Monday. Season.
Mm-hmm. The first show is in the can, as we say in the biz.
That's right.
And then tomorrow, I'm at a school board meeting, and you are attending by...
Education committee.
Conference call or a video. And then Wednesday, I'm going to be in Lilwat at a meeting.
Right. I know the weeks are just going to roll by and then we're off to Vegas. So
Yahoo!
we'll have to do a Vegas show. All Vegas performers. Have we done that yet?
We can do another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks again for listening and come back next Monday.
That was a fun show, I thought. That was world class.
Absolutely.
Okay. Bye-bye.